Joining us is Jeff Passan. He is a columnist with Yahoo Sports.
Joining us right now from Yahoo Sports is Jeff Passan, giving us a couple of minutes.
Let's bring in Jeff Passan, the baseball columnist for Yahoo Sports.
Oh, welcome to the Pinstripe Alley podcast, the podcast where, well, I got nothing. Co-hosts, Matt, Tanya, Jason, Andrew, what do you got?
Baseball.
I swear,
baseball.
Your greetings to me after I introduce you are getting more and more energetic, I think.
Not even like baseball, but baseball.
Do you have a baseball with you?
I have a couple, actually.
It's in the closet.
I have a baseball.
One of them was a foul ball hit by Bernie Williams, June 11th, 1997. And this other one was a foul ball hit by Ichiro Suzuki. So I got two.
Well done.
Good job.
I mean, nothing will ever surpass.
I think I would burn an Ichiro foul ball.
Listen, he's a good hit. I mean, he's not anymore, really, but he's still a good hitter. I like kind of having...
He's not a good hitter, actually. Like, at all.
He was a good hitter. He was a better hitter. And it's nice having a famous person. It doesn't mean as much to me as the Bernie foul ball, because Bernie Williams is the greatest Yankee who ever played. But...
Period.
At least in young Greg's mind. And young Greg thinks a lot like old Greg does. So let's get this podcast underway, because I think two or three of the hosts of this thing are really hungry. Like,
about to die.
Yeah. Like, if we don't get food in them, they might pass out and collapse on this podcast. And we can't have that. We respect our hosts on this podcast.
You're just going to hear like a mic falling to the ground. Just a lot of lot of thumping.
There's one thing we like hearing on this podcast. It's thumping. Loud, loud thumping. So, topic boy, Andrew, what are we talking about?
Well, the Yankees released their non-roster invitee list, so that's exciting, maybe.
That was my idea.
I know.
For topic.
But we can use that topic. I'm using your idea.
I don't care who tells us topics. I'm still just referring to Andrew as topic boy, because he actually edits and, you know, keeps this podcast somewhat orderly and organized.
Somewhat.
So. Hey, you usually come up with our clever openings in the beginning before the Welcome to the Pinstripe Alley podcast thing.
It's true.
It's big of you. Anyway, so, yeah, the non-roster invitees.
Nobody exciting.
What are you talking about?
Scott Nervous Solarte? Exciting.
There's no Mustelier. It's so sad.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Little baby fire hydrant. Can't even come sprint training.
He will work out at the minor league.
He's gonna
complex.
Have to be.
I like it.
He's gonna be on the outside looking in.
Seriously, what is he gonna do this like for his career? If they're not gonna give him a chance.
Yeah, they're down with him.
I mean, he's probably gonna
his
go back.
His career basically ended. His career kind of ended when he like bashed his knees on the railing that one time, because they were like almost semi-legitimately looking at him for a role on the team, and then he like broke everything.
What
or whatever the heck happened, and then that was it.
He ran into like the railing separating the fans and
yeah.
The spring training field.
God, he was so close. It seemed.
Then it
seemed like it was a real thing that could happen, and then it was just nope. Then he was terrible, and now they didn't even bother to invite him.
Oh well,
that's pretty sad.
They do have Corbin Joseph.
Kojo?
I do enjoy Kojo.
If Kojo wants to be alive this year.
He should want to be that.
So what hope do I have of seeing Solarte at second base this year?
Zero.
I wouldn't say zero, but not great.
Who's the best named person that can hopefully make the team out of our non-roster invitees?
Sizemore.
His name is pretty nice.
It's not a great name.
Dallas Wheeler.
It's like a maybe. That's like a 40 name.
It's a 40 name.
I'm glad we have a ratings for this.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Is it Zealous or Zealous?
It better be Zealous.
I think it's Zealous.
I've been pronouncing it Zealous, so
in Andrew, my head,
what is Zealous. The proper pronunciation of it?
I mean, it might be Zealous. I don't know.
Well, don't ask Andrew. Andrew doesn't know how to pronounce anything.
That's why I asked him.
I know how to Jeff pronounce Passan. Everything.
Jeff Passan, please.
I've heard people refer to him.
That's what Andrew calls him. I know what his name is.
Have you ever heard anyone refer to him?
Yes.
Yes.
Who?
Michael K. I don't know.
Oh, that's not a best.
Maybe David Tone. Maybe, like, just people on the TV.
It's bizarre. Oh, hey.
David Cohen and Brett Gardner won the Thurman Munson Award.
And Gardner was so sad about Ellsbury, and it was very sad.
I would be sad, too.
It broke his little Brett Gardner heart. Did you comfort him, Greg? Did you?
I did.
Did you know that Zealous Wheeler's middle name is Lamar?
No. Is that a photo of him? The Norfolk thing?
Yeah.
Because if it is, he has to be on the team.
He has a fantastic face.
Yes.
I love Zealous Wheeler.
What his face looks like all the time.
Just Google Zealous Wheeler. I mean, he's a very charming man.
Yeah, he looks it. I, all right, I want him on the team. I'm sold.
He's always smiling. Right.
At least in all these.
Russ Kanzler is not necessarily a bad looking person.
That's important.
He's kind of bland looking.
We learned our lesson with the cave troll last year.
He's bland looking, but he can play first base.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I don't like watching baseball and then being like, "Who the hell is that guy?" So, like, I don't like generic looking people. Like, they got to be distinct. Like, I was looking at I was watching a video of some prospect thing. Prospects reporting to spring training already, and like I couldn't identify many of them because they were just generic looking. Like I want like someone that looks like, oh, there's that guy. There's, you know, you can pick Aaron Judge out of a crowd because he's on top of the crowd.
But that leads to Euculus, who you can definitely pick out because you know
that's true.
Birds
that's true.
Die.
Guys, I have really sad news to report.
Uh oh.
It is Zealous.
Oh.
What?
I'm sorry.
It's still this? Zealous for me.
I looked it up on YouTube, and it's Zealous.
Maybe that person just wrong.
No, it's in a lot of videos. So, like, everybody that has made a video about this man would be wrong. They're talking to him. So, I think he would, like,
tell me
slap them. Correct.
Well, no. Didn't Neftali Felice finally corrected people after like a year of them pronouncing his name wrong or something?
I don't know. I think this Wheeler man would have
spoken up.
He would have spoken up. He has that Tanya charm in him. It's like, my name's not Tanya. Stop.
He's no Kendry Morales.
Well, now I'm thinking about that man with your voice.
Russ Kanzler is not bad.
And Russ Kanzler can play first base.
We can just put him and Scott Sizemore on the team, and we will be on our way to an all-attractive team.
Very important after last year.
Oof. There's some hideous chuds.
CeCe's cleaned himself up nicely, so...
By cleaned himself up, you mean vacuumed himself out. I mean, good lord.
I know.
Still, though, if he can pitch well, I don't care.
His good slap form from like
who?
Oh, his slapping of CC.
When CC slapped Teixeira.
And that one goes. Okay.
Is it just me or is Teixeira's tweets getting weirder?
Teixeira's just a weird dude. It's just
I know, but it seems like he's going further. Like off the
maybe he's embracing
juice
it.
Or something. Good. Maybe. I mean, I'm happy because it makes my life just that much more complete seeing this man be so ridiculous. We'll go to Pinstripe Alley podcaster David Cohn for his analysis.
David?
All right, he must have gotten disconnected.
Maybe next time.
We'll try to get him back.
I'm gonna try to bring Coney in on this call.
Oof.
Oh.
That is interesting.
Wow. He looks, like, deflated.
His sweat almost looks like a map of the world.
A little bit.
Yep, no, that's true. There's England.
There's New Zealand. right around the rib area.
For the record, we are talking about David Ortiz's recent picture where he has the map of the world in sweat on his exercise shirt.
He's also tinier than CC.
What's going on? CC's losing weight or Ortiz is losing weight? I'm not losing weight.
Nah.
What kind of music do you think David Ortiz listens to? He's got those headphones.
Something angry.
Something terrible.
He's listening
Bob.
To Taylor Swift. Some Hanson. Some classic 90s Hanson.
I really hope it is Mbop.
Okay, so he has like... He has a 90s Ow. Playlist. After yeah, that, it's straight to like... It's Breakfast at Tiffany's after that, and then Two Princes. Straight into Two Princes.
And then to Closer to Free.
And then into Crush. Jennifer Page, Crush.
Let Her Cry.
He sings it. He sings it to Kano.
Let Her Cry by Hootie and the Blowfish.
No. David Ortiz is listening to Nickelback.
Oh.
That would be fitting.
Because
he's all about the Hootie.
Maybe some Pearl Jam.
Ooh.
What kind of music do you think Tex listens to aside from Nirvana?
Oh, geez.
I bet you he listens to, like, a mix of that kind of rock from his childhood. And then, like, probably some Christian rock or something as well.
Probably Carrie Underwood.
A lot of country. Jesus Take the Wheel. Like,
totally.
That's the one song he listens to. That's his ringtone.
40.
Jesus Take the Wheel is the only song he knows.
I hope he just walks into the clubhouse after the game just going, Jesus, take the wheel.
Oh my god.
I wonder if his nickname in the clubhouse is Kurt.
I hope so.
No, call me Kurt.
What do you think his favorite Nirvana song is?
All Apologies. My favorite Nirvana song is Come As You Are, I believe. I'm a big fan of that song.
Yeah, it's a good
song. My favorite
song.
Is good. None of them, because I don't like them.
What's wrong with
what?
You?
What? What?
So,
I might have to leave this podcast after
Yeah,
that.
Same here. We're done. Podcast over.
This is a no Nirvana zone.
Waffles, do you have a favorite Nirvana song?
It's probably Come As You Are.
All right. Good choice. I've got it in my head now, so I'm resisting the urge to sing it.
My one is Drain You.
Also good.
Yeah, it's really good. And their cover of Man Who Sold the World. Not the MTV Unplugged version, but the Live and Loud version.
Oh, okay.
That's a little tip for you.
This has nothing to do with baseball.
No.
Well, the Yankees haven't had anything to do with baseball for the last, like, 2 weeks, so...
There's still the Stephen Drew, will they, won't they? I was hoping that the Mets rumor that they were going for him was real, because I was like, yes, get him off the table. So the Yankees don't sign him.
You don't want him, huh?
No, I want nothing to do with him.
I'm okay with him. Why not?
I'd be fine with him.
Who cares at this point?
Yeah, I'd be fine. I don't really care.
I mean, it's...
Same with...
I'd be okay with him on, like, a 1 or 2 year contract, but I think at this point it's pretty clear that the Yankees aren't really spending anymore.
No, they're done.
They're done. They're done spending.
They're like, all right, we're good here. Brian Roberts?
We spent, like, $500 million, so we're done.
I spent $500 million, and all I got was a lousy Brian Roberts.
Oh.
The fact that he will be appearing kind of makes me sad. I don't know why. Just the image of him in the Yankees uniform. Nothing against him personally.
I think it's just because it feels inevitable that he's going to get hurt, and the Yankees don't really have a backup plan.
Yay.
Wait, who's going to get hurt?
Brian Roberts.
Everyone?
Brian Roberts! Really?
Yeah.
Getting hurt.
I just have a suspicion, you know? Maybe it's just a funny feeling.
I know you're
feeling.
Shocked by this news. Do you need somebody to hold right now?
That's
pretty bold.
I don't know what to think. I said, if he makes it to April, or makes it out of April, I'll call that a victory.
Oh, yeah. It would be a miracle if he makes it halfway through the season.
What if both Scott Sizemore and Brian Roberts made it past April?
God.
I must say, though, I'm actually really rooting for Scott Sizemore.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Because not only do I want him to do well for us, but it would be nice to see him, like, kind of revamp his career.
Yeah.
It's just such a shame what happened to him. So he's probably, out of all of them, the one who I'm rooting for, second above Jan Gervis Solarte, because his name is Jan Gervis Solarte.
I think Sizemore,
I don't even care if I'm pronouncing
it. I think Sizemore will get a legitimate shot at an infielder's role, because the Yankees need infielders pretty badly, yeah. And he can play second and third, which, they need.
I think he's legitimate option. Like, yeah. You know, he's been kind of lumped into with these, you know, quadruple-A players, but, like, Scott Sizemore is kind of a legitimate major league option.
Yeah, his problem is health. It wasn't – I don't think it was
exactly.
Lack of skill.
Exactly. And it's not even like, you know, Brian Roberts healthy. It's more like really bad luck healthy.
Like L's healthy.
He tore his ACL twice, so – you know, kind of sucks, but as long as it stays together, he'll be fine, I think, maybe, hopefully.
Better than Nunez.
Well, I mean, a dead body is better than Nunez.
Implying.
Would you take Francisco Cervelli at third or Eduardo Nunez at third?
Cervelli.
Yeah.
Cervelli.
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 And isn't that
fun.
Sad? I think J.R. Murphy at third, and I don't think he's played third since 2011 or something.
I would take me at third over Nunez.
So would
well,
I.
Then you'd, obviously, because then you'd be a major league baseball player.
But I have no dreams that I would, like, be good, but I think I could, like, prefer to see me on the field over Eduardo Nunez. I have upside.
Superior.
I'll figure it out one day. Just give me, like, 1,000 at-bats, and I'll figure
it
out.
Yeah, exactly. You're younger than Nunez, so, you know, you got more time, more potential. I think it could work.
Yeah, I think so, too.
No, that's
right, that's some scientific analysis. Well done.
The worst.
Well done. Is Ichiro still part of the team?
Yep.
Technically.
Technically, yes. I think he's going to be on the team.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're going to keep him.
Yeah.
Jeter took... batting practice or something. What was he doing?
Batting practice
or fielding practice?
And fielding practice.
He's batting practice. Yay!
Supposedly he looked good.
He's alive.
Maybe that time off did him well.
Yes, we got some wonderful distant spring training photos from Anthony McCarron.
How'd he look?
He looked
tiny.
Fuzzy. Pixely.
He shrink?
Yes.
He's from really far away.
Did they put him in the wash?
Oh.
We're going to have a Fat Jeter controversy again.
I was about to say, where is the Fat Jeter? I miss the Fat Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
I love your tabloids. So good.
Derek Jeter. I think I want a jersey that says Jeter on the back. I would pay for that.
I think you can on like an MLB.
Yeah, you can. You can get a custom one.
Oh, nice.
I'm making one for you right now.
Well, thank you.
Kind of you.
Do you need my address? And send it to me?
Yeah.
We'll just put Jason Cohen, Yankee Stadium, Bronx, New York.
Jason Eater.
Yeah.
Oh, this has to go to Jason Cohen. Let's call him up. Deliver it.
Care of...
I was just thinking, like, what... bullpen options are out there that the Yankees could potentially sign.
Fernando Rodney.
Andrew Bailey.
Besides, I know nice. Joel Hanrahan is also out there, right?
Yep.
He's, like, dead.
You got some, like, guys who are injured and coming back from that, like Joel Hanrahan and Andrew Bailey. But
Andrew Bailey. I would say Andrew Bailey is worth a look, but he would get hurt.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, like, it's not even worth it at this point because you know he's going to get injured. It's not
about,
like, he's healthy, he's good, he's going to get hurt.
What about Hanrahan?
Didn't he have Tommy John?
I thought he had, like, a shoulder surgery or one of those.
He did. He had shoulder surgery, but while they were there, doing it, I think they determined that he needed Tommy John as well. I think.
Lucky.
That's what I heard. Maybe that he didn't need Tommy John. I don't know, because like no one's been saying anything about it, the fact that he had Tommy John, so maybe I was making that up.
Yeah, he had Tommy John surgery and flexor tendon repair and bone chips May.
So
sign him.
Yeah.
So he sign him up. So he's not gonna be available until like second half.
Maybe.
Oh yeah, and Andrew Bailey had surgery on his labrum.
Ugh.
So
okay, goodbye. I thought he hurt his foot. No? Not a thing?
I don't see that on his baseball prospectus thing.
Hmm. Yeah, so basically Hanrahan's arm almost fell off.
So you're saying we should sign him?
Yes.
Okay.
Andrew Miller had a foot injury.
Okay.
Different Andrew.
So basically there are no decent bullpen options out there.
Fernando Rodney.
I said decent.
I know.
Nope.
Is Sergio Mitre available?
Ugh. Why would you even put that into the universe?
Goodbye.
That is the eternal question.
He hasn't been in the majors, like...
since the Yankees were using him. Know.
Maybe Nunez can pitch. So,
is Alberto
pretty sure that ball... a ball... No, a ball would be hit past Nunez on the mound, and he'd claim it hit him. He'd just go down.
Ryan Madsen hasn't pitched in forever, but he was once decent.
Yeah.
Luis Ayala.
Oh, man.
Didn't someone say Oliver Perez?
He is available, and he's not crap anymore, but I don't know.
Yeah. He's basically a loogie now.
Yeah, they already got one of those in Thornton, so.
Yeah, but well, they do love their loogies.
Yeah, they like double loogies. And I don't know if I trust Thornton. I mean, the man has been getting worse.
Yeah.
Since what?
So would you give Oliver Perez a try? I'll tell you this. Oh. It might be worth it, because if he does well for us, it might make Met fans angry. Because
or if he sucks, then it'll make Met fans happy. So
I know.
You take that risk?
It's a two-sided coin there.
More importantly, Oliver Perez better looking than Matt Thornton. So
Pat Neshek was not bad last year for the A's, and he's a free agent.
No, I've looked at his stats. He's terrible.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
He had a 3.35 ERA and 3.3 walk per nine. Not bad.
You're wrong.
I mean, it's kind of like mediocre, but considering the alternatives. Give him a spring training invite. You, Neshek. Come over here. Play under Steinbrenner statue, man.
Kevin Grigg.
Oh, God.
If only so he can fight Ortiz, please.
He was the Cubs closer for part of last season. Which tells you everything about the Cubs.
This is going to be their year.
So I hear.
Keep waiting.
Pretty much what I say every Bill season.
Sign AJ Burnett for Tepen.
You know, I was just thinking, I know they won't, but what if they did?
They signed AJ Burnett?
What if the Yankees re-signed AJ Burnett for a year?
I don't know what I'd do.
Enough alcohol.
I mean, like, I've been seeing a lot of people saying, like, AJ Burnett would be a better option than what we have, and, like, I don't know. Like, yes. Sure, AJ Burnett on the Pirates would be a better option, but then he'd be moving to AL East in Yankee Stadium.
Back to where he was like, you couldn't exactly. Get people out 2 years ago.
Exactly. He's good where he is.
But he's not anywhere right now.
I have a feeling he'll probably go to the Phillies or maybe even the Orioles.
You know who I think gives him the chance? Possibly the A's.
No, because his wife doesn't want to go to the West Coast.
Yeah, I was about to say, what's the thing with his wife? Yeah,
she doesn't fly.
Right.
Yeah, she doesn't fly. So it has to be somewhere on the East Coast, right? And somewhere close to...
Yep.
And they live near Baltimore.
Tri-state area or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you sign him if you were the Orioles?
I don't think the Orioles are going to sign anyone.
I think the Orioles might. They do like him, but I don't know. The Orioles haven't signed anyone this year, so...
Yeah, what have they done this offseason? Yeah, you know, let's discuss that quickly. What have other teams done this offseason, just in the AL East alone?
Zip.
Not exactly. Zero. Not exactly zip. Some stuff.
Though. Brian Hannigan.
Well, the Rays signed Grant Balfour. They traded for Heath Bell. Make it that way, you will. they traded for Logan Forsythe and Ryan Hannigan. And they re-signed.
All their moves get minimized because Logan they now have to deal
Forsythe
with Heath Bell.
Is not an addition.
Huh?
Logan Forsythe is like adding Nunez.
It's a subtraction.
You know who
Heath
they
Bell
did
is
add?
A subtraction.
You know who they did add? Jason Nix.
Again. Like, they have gone backwards.
They did.
But what can't he do?
That is true. That is true. They have Logan Forsythe and Nix on the same team. So, it's basically like Nunez and Nix.
They did lose Delman Young, who went to the Orioles.
Yay!
That was like one of the Orioles' only additions.
Yeah.
The Orioles have added Delman Young, Quinton Berry, and Jamile Weeks. That's like their offseason.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
And
that's like the Orioles I remember.
And subtracted.
Like the ones that aren't going to contend.
And subtracted Jim Johnson, Nate McLouth, K-Rod, Scott Feldman, Jason Hamill, and Brian Roberts, who are all like, you know, not great players, but more useful players than the guys they have to fill those positions right now, I think.
And what's the status of Dylan Bundy? Is he still kind of out and injured?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, he had Tommy Down surgery, like, I think.
Yeah, end of June, it says.
Yep. I mean, they do have a lot of...
I think Machado might be back for opening day, though.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's great news.
Young bones.
Yeah.
Unlike Roberts. The Red Sox added A.J. Pierzynski to replace Salsa Lamacchia. And Edward Mujica in the bullpen, who is like a Koji Uehara type. But other than that, they've been standing pat for the most part.
I guess they did just win.
Yeah.
So there's like, we're good.
There's been some talk about they might bring Steven Drew back on like a 1-year deal or something.
That's what they're probably, I guess they figure if any, they're not going to offer him any more than that. If some other team is, they're like, yeah, good riddance. But if they don't, then
yeah, they're like,
it's like, all right.
They're like, we'll take the pick. But they're not going to, like, go crazy for him. Because, obviously, with Xander Bogaerts looking terrific, they don't really badly need a shortstop.
Yeah, it seems pretty unnecessary. So I guess they have to help him out after they just screwed him out of a job.
Maybe.
Where did Salsa Lamacchia go?
Marlins.
Yeah, that was, like, the most random offseason move. I think, like, the Marlins were like, oh, crap, we should probably spend money to make it look like we care. Well, signed Jared Salsa Lamacchia. Yeah.
They did that. They just signed Jeff Baker to 2 years, like $3.7 million.
Yep.
It's like, oh man, that would have been nice.
Would have been nice, though. I do have some reservations about like a multi-year deal to someone like Baker, who's only been good once in the past 3 years. But
well, I mean, he's really good against lefties. That's the only use he has.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, they gave a 2-year deal to Matt Thornton. So, you know, it's not like the Yankees are against giving a platoon player a multi-year deal.
No. I wouldn't have disliked it if the Yankees signed him to that. But it sounds like they were never interested. So.
No. The Yankees always seem to be needing a right-handed bat, but they don't sign anyone that's a right-handed bat. You know, because... You know, got to be lefty in Yankee Stadium all the time. And, like, I know that that's a benefit, but it shouldn't be a, you know, prerequisite. It just seems odd.
Well, yeah, because their depth was so bad last year that they went, like a month and a half or so without a right-handed home run until they traded for Soriano.
Yeah, like, it was a point where Chris Stewart was their best right-handed option. Like... Let's think about that.
Chris Stewart and Jason
Dick. And yet, like, Jeff Baker, like, kills lefties over his career, and they had no interest. And, you know, if they would have added Jeff Baker, you know, he's not a great fielder and whatever, but, you know, if they threw him around, mixed and matched in the infield and whatever, that would have been, like, an okay kind of situation. it would have been great, but it would be better than what the hell they have now, where apparently Nunez is going to be the backup infielder for some reason. You know, if they platooned Roberts and Baker at second, it wouldn't be so bad, but nope. Now Roberts is going to be out there every day, and he's going to explode.
Yay.
Rest in peace.
The Blue Jays have had a big offseason. Their big signing was Deonor Navarro.
Moving on up.
Yeah.
Hey, he's an improvement over JP Aaron CB.
I am an improvement.
They just kept trying so long over with Aaron Sebia.
What? I think my favorite Aaron Sebia thing ever is that they released a jersey that had his Twitter handle on the back.
What?
Yeah. The Cespedes Family Barbecue did like a post on jerseys, and they had a JP Aaron Sebia Twitter jersey for the Blue Jays.
Excellent.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
But the Yankees have definitely been the biggest movers in the AL East this offseason, and you know, they badly needed it. It's just unfortunate.
Just hope it's enough.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate that they, even after spending like $500 million, they still have big holes in the infield.
Oh, that's what happens when you don't re-sign Cano. Make me sad.
Finally unfollow Robinson Cano on Twitter. Just cause
I still haven't done that yet. I just can't click the button.
It was depressing seeing his face in a Mariner's hat keep popping up. And like,
it's not the hat, it's more the beard.
That too.
I find the entire American League least unconvincing, thank you. So if the Yankees came out on top somehow, I would not be surprised at all.
No.
Whoa. That's my statement. Done.
Old.
Thank you.
Yeah, what do you think is the best division this year?
Mike Trout on his own. It should just be a division called Trout.
I mean, I think the AL West could be really good because they have the Rangers and the A's, and the Angels are probably not going to be as bad as they were last year. Mariners have Cano, so they'll add a few wins. Maybe the Astros won't lose 111 games. So yeah, that'd be my pick. I don't think the AL East right now is strong enough. I think it'll be the most competitive division, but...
Walter, yeah, your pick for most your best division of the season?
I don't know.
Sleeping?
I'm not sleeping. I just don't have an opinion on this matter.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Food.
My stomach is growling.
Why the goldfish and cupcakes in front of her aren't being eaten right now.
Most competitive division. Gosh, I don't know. Like, NL East, maybe? I don't know.
What?
Well, they have, like, the Nationals, who I think will be, like, better, and then, like, the Braves, who were good.
They did just give Freddie Freeman an 8-year extension.
Yeah, that's absolutely nuts.
That is a little bold, but might
good
work.
For Freeman.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
He is I think he is 10 years age, and he just made $135 million.
What are you trying to say?
You don't make as much money as Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, this is a bold statement.
Apparently that sweet blogger coin can't compare to an 8-year...
Tanya's age.
Well, he's only...
over the hill.
No, I meant the opposite, like... He's young and he got $135 million.
Oh,
good for him.
Okay, this is better.
You're only a year older than me.
I know.
Well, apparently I'm 21.
I heard that.
Oh yeah, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you'll have to do a Sterling home run call for Jason Greg.
Yeah, I will.
I rescind my NL East comment and say that I'm just like equally uninspired by every division.
This is going to be the most boring year of baseball ever.
Everyone's going to lose.
I'm excited for it, but I just don't feel like I have a good grasp on like who is actually going to be good.
I think is going to win the World Series. No, really. I have no idea. Do we have any tweet bag questions?
There are two.
Yeah.
Okay, should the Yankees sign anybody else Drew, Rodney, yes, etc., or are they good at the roster they have? Doesn't have to be a big name player.
They should sign more people.
They should stop the while they're ahead.
They're not ahead.
They're afoot.
I would say they should sign more people, but I don't know who they would sign at this point. Because
I think they should make it.
Yeah, they should trade for someone if they can, but as for signing, there are no free agents out there who I think they should really go for that I care about, that I think would help. Like, if they can trade for a young, like, third baseman or second baseman or first baseman or something, by all means. But as for signing free agents, eh.
Yep.
Eh.
I would still take
Hot take.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I would take Drew, but not on, like, a big contract or anything.
No, I mean, I wouldn't do more than 2 years.
Yeah.
But
I would go more than 1 year on him.
Whoa. Tough love.
I wouldn't give him a 6-month contract.
I was about to say, like, a quarter-year contract. How does that sound?
I was like, how's that movie, Drew? We let you play for about, you know, April-ish.
Through May.
And we'll,
May, and then we're done with
we'll have a team option for a quarter of the way through the year. It'll be like a mid-year review.
Yeah, it'll be like a quarter-year contract, but it'll be loaded with options. 6 options. Well done.
Like, all right, Steve.
We love those options.
We're going to talk about your contract again.
They'll dazzle him with options. Levine just in a rocking chair in the corner. Look at all those options, though.
I'm not gonna lie, I love the way you just said dazzle. It sounded like dazzle for a second, and I was like, dazzle him? Oh, that's an A. I'm not mocking your accent, I'm finding I love it. I'm just saying.
Yes.
I'm just saying it's silly.
Not silly, it's awesome.
We also have a tweet bag question about, it's not really a question, it's saying, some discussion on 6-man rotation, pros, cons, as pertains to Yanks and their overall roster construction.
I can't accept this as a question.
We need your questions in the form of a question, actually. You can't just, like, tell us that we're going to discuss it.
Well, I don't think that they will do a 6-man rotation, because that's not a thing that happens.
Nobody does that.
Nobody does that, like, on purpose.
Yeah.
What do you think is more likely, 4-man or 6-man?
As people have said, they'll end up, like, 6 starters who make at least 10 starts.
Yeah.
Just given, like...
Yeah, but they're not going to, like, go into it with that being...
Yeah, it's not going to be a 6-man rotation.
Right. So, like, Phillips will get a share of
starts. You don't want that to happen.
Pineda will, too, if he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we'll get Warren or a Nunez.
That's not a 6-man rotation.
Yeah, yeah, that's not a 6-man rotation, but they'll...
That's just, like, a long man.
Yeah. Who comes in when someone gets injured.
Which, let's hope that doesn't happen.
You know what's insane? In 1999, the Yankees only had 10 starts that were made by pitchers that weren't any of the top 5.
Yeah.
Like, El Duque, David Cohn, Andy Pettit, Roger Clemens, and Hideki Arabu made all but 10 of the starts all year long.
Damn.
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
It would not be nice.
Well, yeah, okay, we're discussing 99 now.
All right, I got a thing.
Okay.
How about make a bold prediction for the season?
I like it. I think we kind of did some of the bold predictions last week.
I was like, didn't we do that last podcast?
No. I'm not predicting, like, how many saves is someone going to have. Like, I'm predicting that Michael Pineda will be the 5th starter. Boom.
It's not a bold prediction, really.
Pretty bold. Shoot him down, Andrew. It's not bold. It's terrible.
Last week I said Michael Pineda would make like 25 starts.
No, you did.
Yeah, I did.
All right, no. We're starting to fight on the podcast. That's how bored we are.
My bold prediction is that Brian Roberts makes 400 plate appearances.
Now that's bold.
Yeah.
That's not realistic. This is stupid.
No one said bold was intelligent.
My bold prediction by May... The end of May, Eduardo Nunez is the starting third baseman for the game.
Boo! Boo! Boo!
You're right, you're fired.
Boo! Boo!
Waffles, your bold prediction.
Boo! Okay, bold prediction.
Greg Kirkland will not be employed by the end of the month.
That's not bold.
That's true.
full prediction. Yep. Manny Benuelos makes more starts than anyone else for the starter.
Who?
Manny Benuelos.
Makes more starts than what?
Than any of the other options for fifth starter.
That's a bold prediction.
Nice. No more than
that one actually has some thought and intelligence put into it. Well done.
No more than like Pineda, Phelps, Nuno, Warren. Yes. You think Manban will get most? Okay.
Yes.
How many do you think he'll make?
Well, wait, hey, that's
two. It was one bold prediction. It only came with one.
You want two?
It was a good one. We have to discuss this more.
Next podcast.
That's pretty bold.
Well, they might use him as a loogie, apparently.
Loogie.
Matt, do you have a bold prediction?
Not really. I'll say that at some point Alex Rodriguez will make appearances in the dugout, and he will be ejected twice. Twice this year, he will be ejected from the dugout. That is my prediction. Once because a fan throws some kind of food at him, and he jumps up and tries to make some kind of a scene, and the umpire just throws him out.
So
that is my prediction.
Just to be clear, you think a fan is going to throw food at A-Rod?
That's right. All of that, write it down. Like engrave it in like a copper plate or bronze plate or something. That is the prediction for this year.
What kind
A-Rod
of food
will be ejected twice. One of the ejection incidents will involve food.
What do you think? What kind of food will it be?
Onion ring.
It'll be a slice of pizza. Like that one time, I don't know if you remember, there was that one incident at Fenway Park where a fan threw like a slice of pizza at some dude.
Oh yeah.
It was just like the weirdest shit. Like, why are you throwing good pizza, man? Why are you throwing that?
Maybe some garlic fries.
Oh yeah, like when the fries fell on Andrew Jones.
Oh, that was the onion rings.
Oh, that was it, yeah.
They made a big deal about onion rings. I'll remember that moment forever.
Is that it for our bold predictions?
Well, it's pretty bold.
Well, it's clear Waffles had the best one. I mean,
I know. It's a talent.
You don't think it's bold to say Brian Roberts will get 400 plate appearances?
Yeah, but hers has some semblance of it could happen. Ours does not.
Well, I hear Brian Roberts is in the best shape of his life, so...
I don't think anybody said that about him ever.
That's true. Apparently Java is in good shape for the Tigers.
Yeah, he like lost a bunch of weight because it's like, all right, serious time, bro.
The Yankees are going to bail me out anymore.
Yeah.
No more cushy job on the Yanks.
Dad's not paying the way anymore. You've been cut off.
What about us brain dead slobs? You'll be given cushy jobs.
Jurgen
needs to regrow that mustache. Has like he regrown that mustache?
Oh yeah.
No, I don't think so. He has I think he's gonna have a beard.
What was my porn name for him again? Rock Hard Balls, I think.
What?
When Jabba had that stash, I had a '70s porn name for him. I think it was Rock Hard Balls. All right, Yankee.
Take us home, Kirkland.
Yes, Yankee.
Illus Blues.
Mitre of the week. Waffles. Yankee of the week. Go.
Brett Gardner, because he won a thing.
Uh-huh.
Yay.
Something.
Yeah, something. Thanks, Waffles. Thank you. Andrew, Yankee of the Week.
We'll go with, what was it, Zealous or Zealous?
Zealous.
Zealous. We'll go with Zealous Wheeler.
He's Zealous.
For being
like
Zealous.
Like Z-list.
Because he is now the best Z player on the Yankees. Sorry, Zola.
Whoa. Aw.
Poor Zola.
Whatever.
Jason, Yankee of the Week.
Somebody did something, right?
No, they didn't.
No.
Someone had to do that. Derek Jeter fielded some grounders.
I'm going to go with... Gary Sanchez, because he's been rated number one prospect by everyone.
Shock.
All right. Matt, Yankee of the Week.
Alex Rodriguez, because as a person who has occasionally started watching some kind of wrestling and realized that CM Punk left wrestling this week, who he is like this okay wrestler. Now is your time to shine, Alex. Jump aboard. Jump aboard.
He left.
Sign wrestler. Yourself. Get into a room with Vince and sign yourself a contract and just fight.
He'd kind of be a heel, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah. I think he would be, and he'd do that thing where he just, like, appears from under the ring for no reason. Like, they just have him stowed away there during a match, and then he just comes out and breaks up, like, he knocks out the referee for no reason, and then just runs away, runs into the crowd.
No, he's left standing there in the middle of the ring, like, and the crowd's booing, and he's, like, flipping them off and stuff.
Oh, my God, his finishing move would be the A-bomb.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to imagine what it would actually be.
It would be like the people's elbow was. So he'd be running from the ropes to the ropes, and then he'd jump up, tuck his knees into his chest, and just like slam his butt on somebody. That would be it.
He cannonball on top.
And then it would just be the commentators screaming, "A bomb! A bomb! A bomb!"
Oh my God!
They already do that here, right? Oh my God!
What would his weapon of choice be? I'm hoping it would be like a pool cue, like they just bring that. Why is there a pool cue under the ring? Baseball bat, too dangerous. Too raw for Monday Night Raw.
Okay. All right. Well, before we get more into that, because now I'm going to request Matt, like, Photoshop A-Rod's face on many a wrestler. My Yankee of the Week is going to go to David Cohn, because he also won that award that Waffle said, you know, why she picked Brett Gardner.
The Thurman Munson Award, everybody.
I know it is.
Yeah, that thing. That was the thing.
Very good, everyone.
Thank you. Waffles, Mitre of the Week.
Jacoby Ellsbury, because he hurt Brett Gardner's feelings.
Oh,
that's right. That would have been much.
It's a rough world.
He should think about what he's done. All week.
Should give up his money.
In the corner.
Yep.
Andrew, Mitre of the Week.
Gonna have to go with Ronnie or Roustelier.
For being not good enough to make the Yankees roster again.
Yep. It's a tough world. It's a more compassionate Mitre of the Week. Like, I'm sorry, but you are Mitre of the Week.
Who would be the more compassionate Mitre on the team? Like, he sucks, but you kind of feel bad for him?
If someone says Nunez, I'm firing you.
No, right now. It'd probably be Proctor. Because it wasn't his fault.
I felt bad for Lyle Overbay last year, because it's not his fault. He's over the hill, and he took his starts, but he's just not good.
I felt bad for Vernon Wells.
Yeah.
I will admit it.
What?
I mean, really? I don't think that he...
Yeah, it's not his
he
fault.
Didn't take
but...
him, he didn't take himself too seriously. I don't think he thought that he was good. I don't think that he, like, complained about the fact that no team wanted him. But he just sucked, and I hated every moment that he was on the field, but, like, it's not his fault.
I don't know. I think, like, I feel kind of bad for Travis Ishikawa.
I was going to say Ishikawa. We're on the same wavelength. Yes. Like, that dude, he's just like, okay, I'll be here as long as somebody will give me money. Oh. Please don't expect me. Please don't expect me to do anything. Do you reckon, like, any time he's in the lineup card, he just starts, like, weeping quietly, like, oh, no, I have to do something for that.
But then he's sad when he gets cut the same day. So it's like, oh, well, at least I got a chance.
I can happily say
I was a Yankee.
I was at his only appearance as a Yankee.
I don't think,
how did it make you feel?
I don't think you're that happy about it.
Well, I was happy because the reaction my friend said, because, like, he's a Yankee fan, but he doesn't follow the team as closely as, like, I do. And he just asked, like, who are these people? He's like, I don't know. Jason, you're Mitre of the Week.
Nunez, move on.
Matt, you're Mitre of the Week.
Somebody named Jason Cohen, I don't know who that dude is, but somebody called that dude, wrote an article about backup catches, and then Austin Romine's name was on there, and then I was reminded that Austin Romine has a face that does not please me. So my Ishikawa of the week is Austin Romine.
There's a new picture of Romine that was sent out on Twitter this week.
I saw that. Why does he look like that?
Wait, I didn't see this picture.
He's got like a beard.
Ew, what?
Yeah, the Rockies tweeted it out.
That's like, that was genuine disgust there from Jason.
Austin Romine has a beard? What is he, in prison?
You could say that.
That is, he's like not... Austin Romine 24/7 is just broken out of prison.
He just got out of prison.
Like, what is that stuff on your face?
Who is my Mitri of the week? It's a good question. I don't know.
He's got, like, Cano's beard.
Can I give it to Cano?
No, we're trying to not think about him.
I know. Hold on a second. I want to see
this
photo.
Why was he tweeted by the Rockies?
Because,
you know what? He looks kind of palatable in that photo.
I was saying, he's actually not that bad looking with a beard.
No, he looks terrible.
He looks like, see some guy go like, hey, you want to come over here?
What? Why did Austin Romine have his jersey retired by the Rockies? Did he retire?
I'm done. I'm done.
I think Austin Romine retired. Which is okay, it's fine.
Such a valuable member of the team. Thanks, Austin. We're gonna miss you, buddy.
By the Rockies.
I always wanted to be a Rocky, so I'm signing a 1-day contract.
But he's wearing a Yankee.
No, I just hope they retired him as a Yankee.
They should really have like a Coors Field, a pinstriped, what was it, 53 or something. And also just Nolan Arenado or whoever.
Austin Romine Day.
Yeah.
Rockies are like, we're here to honor Austin Romine.
It's much worse from the side.
Anyway.
Is it much longer than you can think?
Yeah, that is worse.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it goes deep.
Ew.
It's like, that's neck deep right there.
That's like a douchebag. it's like a douchebag beard.
I guess my meat tray of the week is Waffles and Andrew for their Philly sushi roll love. No.
Whoa.
No. I guess I'll give my meat tray of the week to Brian Roberts for... I think he made mine last week, too, but because... He's Brian Roberts, and I want Scott Sizemore to do well, so when Brian Roberts eventually injures himself, I won't care.
I feel like Roberts and Nunez have just been consistent presence on the Yankee Meteor of the Week. And they've done, like...
So is...
Well, yeah, obviously. He's my standby.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
All right, that's it for the Pinstripe Alley podcast this week.
Tell people to like us. And follow us and subscribe.
Yeah, recommend us on iTunes, because we love hearing your ratings and promotions and stuff.
Thank you to the person that left that review. Yeah. That was a very nice review.
Like us on Facebook. Feel free to join us on the site at pinstripealley.com. Of course, if you follow this podcast, you probably go there already. Anyway, like us on Twitter handle at Pinstripe Alley and at Yankees Gifts. And again, nice shout out to Jason Cohen, whose birthday was recently. So happy birthday, Jason. Anyone want to attempt? Matt, you're new to this podcast. Attempt a home run call for Jason. Sterling. Oof.
No pressure.
Oh, no way I can come up with that. Awkward silence while you all wait for me to do something that I'm not going to do.
You'll do it.
I would just say I don't have a home run call, but I would say thank you to Lord Pacer for his review, his 5-star review on iTunes.
That's
and,
not a
you can get a personalized thank you from us too if you also review us.
That home run call.
Thank you, Lord Pacer, because you called me some New Zealander. I have no name. I'm just some New Zealander. So
damn right you are.
There goes my.
We hired you for the accent, buddy.
I thought you.
That was it.
I think home run calls are your shtick, Greg.
I know. I just wanted to see if Matt could come up with one.
Cohen gets it going.
There you go. See? All right, do it Sterlingy now.
That was way easier to come up with than it should have been.
See? Do you want me to...
Sterling goes New Zealand.
No, to do Sterling, I would have to, like, put some soaps on the TV, some soap, like, opera. That's what he watches when he gets home at night.
I'll call that for him. It's like, oh, Cohen gets it going. Jason does it again. I have no idea what that last was.
Jason, because Jason was, again, juiced one.
Oh.
Hey,
that's
bye.
All you get. That's all you get, Jason. All right, have a good night, podcast folks, followers. Waffles, go eat. Matt, go eat. Jason, I don't know what you're going to do. Andrew, come up with better topics for next week. Next podcast.
A-bombs from A-Rod.
Yeah.
A-bombs from A-Rod.